All right, Mike Adams here with Health Ranger Survival Gear. I want to give you an overview of what we have with our new line of super heavy-duty, high-end knives made in the USA. I co-designed these knives with Dawson Knives, which I think is the best knife maker in America. They use MagnaCut alloy steel, which is revolutionary. And I've got three knives to show you here today, some of the just breakthrough innovations that they have done and why I chose these three designs and also what's coming out next. I just want to mention these are available right now at healthrangerstore.com. If you go to the website and you just search for knife, you'll see knives like this. This is called the Mass Ratio. I'll show you that here. It's a beautiful design. People are going nuts over these designs. I mean, look at the treatment of the blade and the G10 handle and the patterns and these aren't really rivets, they're Allen screws, but they have been anodized for that brass-looking color. These are amazingly functional. So, in fact, let's start with that knife right here, Mass Ratio. I'm just going to show you some of the features that I think make this amazing. First of all, like I said, it's a G10 handle. This is a pry bar on the end, and it also can function as like an emergency slotted screwdriver. The blade, of course, like I said, it's a full tang knife all the way through, and it's MagnaCut steel. It has a Rockwell hardness of between 60 and 62, which is extraordinary. This particular metal, called MagnaCut from CPM, it comes out of New York, by the way, it makes these blades able to hold an edge from 2 to 6 times longer than even a high-end D2 blade, by the way. So these are... Again, the metal is revolutionary. It holds an edge and it's corrosion resistant. So it's almost as corrosion resistant as stainless steel, but stainless steel is fragile. This is not fragile. This has, again, high Rockwell hardness. It's got enough flexibility to avoid shattering, but it's also got all the functionality, the corrosion resistance, and the durability that you would expect from anything that I put my name on. And that's why this is branded right here. HRSG, might be hard to see, but that's Health Ranger Survival Gear. Now, let's talk about the sheath, because that's revolutionary as well. Now, well, let me start with this sheath right here. This is the Resonance Tactical knife here, really quite amazing. The sheath comes equipped in a standard vertical format here. First of all, this is carbon fiber that's infused in Kydex. So the strength of the carbon fiber plus the Kydex is extremely high. And it comes with, you know, of course, it's vacuum formed to the shape of the knife so that it hugs your body as you carry it. And the connection hardware here is, as shown, this is a carbon fiber piece. This is a crossbar. It's all tension adjustable with these spacers. And then what you can do is you can take this off and you can remount it in this format for cross draw. So if you prefer to carry it in a horizontal format, you can do this, and then it's good for cross draw. Now you can take all this hardware and you can flip it, you can put it on the other side. So this is ambidextrous. You can do left-handed or right-handed draw, both vertical and cross draw. And it's very, very flexible. In addition, you might notice that these four holes here on the sheath, these four holes do not have these eyelets through them. That's because they are set up for future additions of accessories. And here's an example of one of the accessories, which is really just a demonstration. This piece right here is just an extra add-on layer. It's screwed on with the four screws, and this can be engineered, and that's underway, to carry a paracord or a small sharpener or a small light. And so we're going to be offering Health Ranger Survival Gear accessories that add on to your knife sheath to give it that additional functionality. But that's why there are not eyelets in those four holes on all of these sheaths. Now, in addition, there's something else that's really critical to understand about this. So not only are the knives available in different handle colors, and here's blue, and this is kind of the rust color, forgot the official name of that, but we have Apocalypse Black on the blade here, and that's what you're looking at right here. And then in addition to Apocalypse Black, we have a blade called Scorched Earth. And if you go to my screen, you can see what that looks like. That's the scorched earth treatment right there. It's absolutely gorgeous, especially with all these different handle colors. But this is not just about cosmetics. This is about functionality. So I want you to notice something really critical about this knife, that cut into the MagnaCut are three holes. One here on the knife blade itself, one here on the finger guard, and one here on the back end of it. These three holes are designed to allow you to make a spear out of this knife. So you can, of course, you can find a stick if you're in a survival scenario, or you can use a rod or something, and you can use paracord, and you can strap with three points. You can strap this knife onto your stick in the woods or forest wood or whatever you have out there, and you can make a spear out of it. And because of those three points of contact, that spear will be very rigid, especially if you maybe notch the wood in the stick just a little bit so that this handle rests in there. You can make a very tight-fitting spear, and that will be something that, you know, all kinds of functionality. So this knife is the tactical knife. It's called Resonance, and this is called Mass Ratio. This is the bushcrafting knife. And then this knife here is the covert knife, and I call this knife Consequences. And this one is very easy to carry. It's very easy to put into a reverse grip format here. And it's also, it's got three of the Allen screws that are anodized on the handle. And it's more of a cylindrical handle shape because it's a smaller handle, so you need to be able to grip that. Whereas these other knives are more of an oval type of shape or an oblong shape, and it's a little bit of a beefier handle, depending on, you know, what kind of grip that you like. You know, this is a very aggressive battle grip here, whereas, you know, this is your more defensive grip. If you know, those of us trained in edge weapons combat, you know about these grips. This covert knife does not have a hole on this end, so it's not appropriate for a spear type of application. Just keep that in mind. Whereas the Resonance tactical knife is ideal for a spear, and the Mass Ratio bushcrafting knife could also be used as a spear, although it's intended more for, you know, bushcrafting type of activities. You can chop some light wood with it. You can cut rope. You can cut canvas. You can also use it as a defensive weapon. It's not, of course, as long as a blade as Resonance, the tactical knife, but it's a lot easier to carry. It's more of an everyday utility type of knife. So, sorry about all the desk noise here. The bottom line is, if you look at these knives together with what the sheaths offer, which is the carbon fiber infused Kydex with the four different configurations of vertical draw or side draw, both left and right, you can clearly see that this is something that nobody else offers in the industry. And, you know, it's very rare that I put my name on something, but, you know, I'm a prepper. I've been into survival and gear and, you know, combat training and martial arts training and firearms and also edge weapons training for many, many years. And mostly what I've come across in the industry, most of it in terms of knives, are just junk. They're just garbage. You know, they're cheap, made in China, cheap metal that will rust if you leave it outside, even in Texas, or especially places like Louisiana or Mississippi. It's just going to turn to rust in no time. You know, a typical knife, those cheap steel knives, most of them are not even full tang. They don't have good hardware. They don't have good handles. You know, they break, they shatter. They don't hold an edge. You use it a few times and the edge is gone. You know, I'm never going to put my name on something like that. For me to put my name on it, it's got to be the best of the best that I could find on planet Earth. It's got to be rugged. It's got to be reliable. It's got to be hard use. It's got to work. Even if you leave this in the back of your pickup truck, let's say, for 6 months, you need to be able to come back and find that knife and be able to use it without it having rusted out or lost its edge. And because of this revolutionary steel MagnaCut, this can accomplish that. All of these knives can do what you need them to do. They are reliable. They are rugged. You could theoretically break this if you tried really hard, which I absolutely do not recommend you do, because doing that itself would be kind of dangerous. But if you stuck this in between a rock and you like pried on it and jumped on it and stood on it, you might be able to shatter this thing. But as far as accidental breakage, it's virtually impossible. Through normal use, you're never going to break this knife. You know, the handle's not going to break. The blade's not going to break, and it's not going to rust. So this is the kind of reliable knife that you need in your bug out bag. You want to have one around the home or around the farm as a utility knife. It's good to have something like this in your vehicle. Just be sure to check your local laws about blade length. I do want you to, of course, obey the local knife laws, obviously. And in some jurisdictions, you know, this kind of tactical knife may not be legal to have in your vehicle, maybe in California. I'm not sure, maybe Massachusetts. But check your local laws. Keep it legal. But here in Texas, you know, this is all legal. And in most states across America, it's all legal to have. Again, survival use, defensive use, even emergency hunting type of operations, utility, all kinds of things. You are not going to find, I don't think you're going to find a better quality knife that's made in America that's available right now. And we've got these. And if you go to our store, healthrangerstore.com, and if you find that they're sold out, don't worry. We've got two production lines now in Arizona running these knives 5 days a week, you know, normal business days, but two production shifts that are running. We're going to have a steady supply of these knives coming in. So don't worry. We've got the supply chain already nailed down. We've got the metal, the steel already reserved, the G10 reserved, the Kydex material, the carbon fiber material, all the hardware. It's all reserved. So we're going to be able to produce at least through the end of this year, we know for sure. So again, if it's sold out right now, just check back, or you can enter your email address to be alerted when the knife is back in stock. One more thing I want to mention is that there's a fourth knife that I designed with John Roy from Dawson Knives. And that fourth knife is called Escape from LA. And of course, I came up with that name because of my sense of humor and also my love for the Kurt Russell movies, you know, Escape from New York and Escape from LA. Big shout out to Kurt Russell on that. So the Escape from LA knife is designed to allow you to escape a city where the power grid has failed, where doors don't open and windows don't open because, again, the power grid's down. So it has a very prominent prying tool as part of the knife. It's a rather large knife. It's even larger than this tactical knife. It's got a lot more steel in it, and it's going to cost more, by the way. But it's a knife, again, not available yet, coming soon in about 6 weeks or so. It's called Escape from LA. It has both the prying use. You'll be able to pry open doors, even like in many cases a car door, or pry open a window or smash a window, and you'll be able to open latches and maybe a window that's latched shut or a door that's latched shut so that you can get out of a collapse scenario. It's not about breaking into anything. You know, it's not named like the thieves' entry knife. No, this is about getting out of LA, because if you're stuck in a city like Los Angeles when the power grid goes down and the zombies come out to play, you're going to want to get out of things. You're going to need to be able to pry things and open things, and you're going to need a tool that you can rely on that's not made in China with some cheap, you know, steel that's just going to shatter. And that's what this next knife is all about, Escape from LA. And I wonder if the city of LA is going to give us any crap about that. That would be funny. It's like, hey, everybody's trying to escape your city. The only people left behind are those who can't afford to leave, by the way, you know, because of California's high taxation. But bottom line, we're going to have that knife available. We're going to have additional accessories available. And on top of that, we have some other surprises that I can't talk about yet of some things that are coming in the same line. Health Ranger survival gear, unique designs that even Dawson Knives themselves don't sell these exact designs, because these are Health Ranger survival gear designs. And these are designs that, you know, that I give my okay on, and they have made these exclusively for us, and they will continue to do so. So I want to thank Dawson Knives, by the way, an amazing company. What they have done, they're real innovators, and they're manufacturing high-quality American-made goods that are going to save lives. And that's why we're thrilled to be able to support them. And by the way, if you're looking for swords, Dawson Knives also makes swords. And I own quite a few of their swords. And my favorite sword I dare not name, because John Roy told me that's the most difficult sword to make. And they don't like it when people keep buying that sword because I mentioned it. So I won't mention it. There are lots of swords there. If you want a high-end sword, again, they're not cheap, but they're durable. Many of them are made with Magna Cut, for example, and you can get those, or you can get various knives. But if you want these knives, they're available through healthrangerstore.com, and we've got a lot more coming. So I want to thank you for your support and your purchase of this hardware. Not only will equip you with essentially the knife of a lifetime, you're never going to have to buy another one of these. This is going to last you a lifetime with proper care, as long as you don't try to break it. But in addition to that, whatever profits we make from these knives, of course, help support our platform, Brighteon.com, Brighteon.tv, BrighteonRadio.com, Natural News, and so on, where we are fighting for America and for humanity. We are a pillar of truth. We are the real press in America, telling the truth, asking the questions, speaking truth to power, and bringing you innovative solutions, remedies, every single day that can help keep you healthy and alive, no matter what comes our way. The collapse is approaching. I would not want to face the collapse without a tool like this, that's for sure. So upgrade your knife collection right now. Go corrosion resistant. Go Magna Cut, Health Ranger survival gear. It's available now, healthrangerstore.com. You will love these. You will absolutely love these. And that's why I'm willing to put my name on them. So thank you for your support. God bless you and God bless America. Take care.